When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine, because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word! Hey there, it's Janice here. As you know from Jillian's Instagram and Facebook, she's away on holidays. Now, by the looks of things, you know, some of the trips from Korea didn't go quite as planned. Something always does kind of happen when Jillian goes on an adventure, be it a home adventure or a long-distance adventure. Something, as she will gladly admit, always seems to go slightly awry. So in the next show, I can guarantee you there will be a story, and nobody rolls out a story quite like Jillian Michaels. So as a bit of a tease, and kind of a prelude, some may call it foreshadowing, to next week's podcast, I put together a bit of a compilation of a few of adventures with Jillian. So to kick things off, this is one of the most requested stories I get emailed about. I must admit, this is a classic true blue Jillian. She wasn't too far away from home for this adventure. Please enjoy the paddleboard incident.
I thought maybe you could launch this one by taking note of all my injuries.
I have noticed that. I've noticed the big, you got a big bandage on your foot.
Uh-huh. And there's a blister there.
Oh, my God.
And another one over there. Yeah, and then a wound over there.
Well, I don't, those ones on the hands aren't tragic, but the
they're
foot,
not
the
tragic, but they're, I'm wounded. And you, there are other wounds that you can't see because they're like muscular wounds.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, hey, Jillian, why are you so wounded? Oh, my God. Please, do share.
Oh, God. Okay. So here's what happened.
Oh.
It was hell. It was pure hell. So we live on the beach.
Good God.
And it's been particularly warm, right? And I thought, you know, my neighbors always give me crap because it's like I live on this little neighborhood beach and it's this small little place and my neighbors always like, you know, they're always going out on their paddle boards or they're out surfing and Heidi and I never go. And I always am like, well, it's cold, you know, it's the Pacific and blah, blah, blah. And it's been so warm. And so my neighbors were basically like, we're going out paddleboarding at 9 a.m. Are you coming or not? Cause I had taken, it was so warm. I had taken my daughter out a little bit and my neighbors were all kind of out there helping just standing by and this and that. And so they said, you know, in the morning we're all going out. Why don't you come? And I felt like, you know, I should go. I never,
I never go. I'm never a participator.
In the neighborhood.
Yeah, in the neighborhood. I'm kind of this little antisocial, you know, and it's not that I mean to be antisocial, but I'm...
You work a lot.
Yeah, kind of, you know, and it gets a little Peyton Place-ish, and
oh, yeah.
You know, I kind of let Heidi deal with it, but there's like upkeep on those relationships, you know,
Simple.
With your neighbors. So I was like, I'm going, right? And they didn't believe me. And anyway, at 9 a.m, I get my little paddleboard and I paddle out there and we all meet on this little raft that they've sort of like planted out there in the middle of the ocean. And we're going, right? So we start on our way and Heidi's got both the kids. And she's like, okay, well, how long? Because we have no, it's a weekend. I don't like help on the weekend. So I'm like, you know, she goes, well, how long are you going for? And I was like, well, gosh, honey, I don't think I'll be gone for longer than a half an hour. Oh, my God.
Famous last words.
It was a slice of hell. At like an hour in, my neighbors were like, oh, we need to go to the Malibu Pier. It's a rite of passage. And I was like, well, you know.
You paddled?
Paddleboarded, right? So you stand on this board and you have a little oar. And you basically paddle. You move at about the pace of a snail. And they want to go 3 miles up to the pier and back. And I know this because I jogged to the pier and back, right? So I know how far this is. And in my head, I'm hysterical. I'm like, oh, my God, it's 3 miles. Oh, my God, we're moving it. Like, literally, you are moving. I swear to God, like a friggin' caterpillar was moving faster. I mean, I'm like hysterical. And one of the things I hate is endurance sports and working out outside because you're screwed because you can't get, you have to, as far in as you are when you're miserable, you have to go all the way back. So about an hour in, I'm already like, oh my God, my toes are cramping on the board. My hands are blistering. My neck is killing me. It's 100 degrees. I'm thirsty. And we're nowhere near. And they're like, no, we got to go to the pier. It's an event. It's a rite of passage. We're going to indoctrinate you. I'm like, oh my God. So I was like, well, you know, Heidi is back there with both the kids. Meanwhile, there's like one other woman with us who has no kids. The rest are men, right? And they're like, all the more reason to go. If you're going to do something, you do it. Women don't tell us what to do and what not. And for some reason, I was like this. That's right. I'm not going to be told what to do. She doesn't own me. I don't know how this happened, but by the time we got to the pier, I was in tears, right? Because I knew I had to go all the way back. We were at least an hour and a half in. One of my neighbors' back gave out, and I'm like, that's right, bastard. This is what happens. He's laying down on the paddleboard, seizing up. I don't know what it was like. Somehow, there was like a testosterone-infused moment of group psychosis. And Janice, it was a slice of, it took me 3 hours to get back to the house. I saw Heidi in the window of the house as I'm trying to paddle.
With a knife in her
hand. With both kids. Lou is hanging off of her neck and Phoenix is in her arms at the window. I could see the steam coming off of her right.
Oh, wait, she was probably worried.
Pissed. She was pissed. I have never seen her so pissed. And she's like, 5 minutes! I wasn't even on the sand before I heard the screams coming from the house. I was like, honey, Rodney's back, seats up. Because I was already like, how am I going to lie to her?
Why didn't you just say, but we saw a dolphin.
Okay. Yeah, and I was out for 3 hours playing with Flipper. You think she's going to buy that? Which, when my neighbor's back did seize, I was like, thank God, because now I can say that it isn't because I got caught up in this moment of idiocy. It isn't because I wanted them to think that I wasn't fit enough to make it to the pier. And it isn't because I was afraid they would worry that I'm really an elitist antisocial person who's just going to leave the group, which all those things are the reason I allowed myself to be sucked into this horrible nightmare. I immediately was like, Rodney's back broke, honey. I was there. It was unbelievable. Which, by the way, it did, thank God. But that really wasn't what had trapped me for, you know, to get to the pier and this and that. And I thought to myself, right, so it's like the rest of the day, I felt like I was going to die. First of all, I felt like I was on the water. Have you ever been on like a boat and you get off the boat?
Yeah.
Oh my God. So the rest of the day, I was like, I was nauseous. The living room was like, blah, 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 blah. You know, my daughter's like swaying back and forth in my eyes. I was like, this is the worst thing ever. Like, I was just, the whole room was swaying. I felt nauseous. I felt like I had drunk a 12-pack of beer. I had to put my foot on the floor and lay on the couch with an ice pack on. And my sunblock had worn off. I was burned. I had blisters. I opened up my foot. I wanted to die. It was awful, right? And Heidi's like, we were here the whole time while you were just out having fun. And it's like, and I thought, like, what is wrong with me? And I knew halfway to the pier, I was like, turn back now. The voice in my head. But I didn't insist. I was like, well, you know, whatever you guys want, but you know, I'm worried about Heidi. And then it became like, oh, she'll be fine. You can't let, you gotta, you know.
Isn't that funny?
Dude, and
I listened to your voice.
No, not only did I not listen to my voice, I was so worried because it's like, you know, I don't usually, like the neighbors have these barbecues and I don't go and I don't go because I don't, it's not that I don't like my neighbors. I'm like, I got to work in the morning. You know, they'll do it on like a Sunday night and they're up until 12. Like they're all beach bums. Mm-hmm. They're either retired rich people or they're people who inherited the house. Right. Or they have family money. Like no one on my beach actually works except for me. So it's kind of like I'm the antisocial and they're all like lovely and great neighbors. And, you know, we the kids were born and there were presents on the deck. And so I don't know, dude, I just got caught up in what people think. And this seems to be a recurring theme lately about all the bad decisions you make based on worrying what other people are going to think. And
peer pressure. That's definitely peer pressure, don't you think?
A little bit, yeah. But the reality is, like, we could have died out there. It was awful. Janice, really, it was a slice of hell. And it was the kind of thing where it's like you're paddling back and the wind had kicked up and I was like, oh, and I'm watching the houses, right, to see if I'm making any progress. I swear to you, 20 minutes went by and I was still on the same house. I was like, son of a bitch. Oh my God. And I tried to use my neighbor. I was like, Rodney, you're injured. Let's paddle in and call for help. And he's such an ass. He's like, no, I can do it. Oh, meanwhile, he's like laying on his stomach with my other neighbors trying to like tow him in. It was awful. And again, it's just the crap we get into worrying about what other people think, worrying, you know.
But you know what's even more interesting is that when you went, not so much that too, but I mean, that's a big part of it. But you also, it's like, how often do we get, I mean, when you're a kid, you're in a car with a bunch of people.
Yep,
that, you know,
that's
you know,
right.
And you shouldn't, you know, you know in your head, you know, what is that where we leave our conscious for a second and just and go with it?
Because we're social creatures. We function in a community mentality, and being part of the group for thousands of years has meant survival. If you're not in part of the group, you're not going to make it. If you think about it, it's like, all right, we're the hunters, we're the gatherers, we watch the kids. It's like it was a community of people. And if you didn't function within the community, you couldn't function in the world.
True.
So yeah, I think that we've sort of thought like, look, we need to kind of get along here. We need to kind of fit in. And you know, for a lot of us, it's like, do we fit in at the office? Do we fit in with the other moms at the schools? Do we fit in with the neighbors? And I kind of have never fit in a little bit. And I was like,
you got caught up in
it. I'm going to fit in. Yeah. And, oh, my God. And at what cost? And I tried to kind of explain this to Heidi, and she was like, honey, really? Like, I'm laid out, Janice. I could not move. Really, my back was killing me. She's like, really? Like, you know, is it that important to you? At the end of the day, if they don't accept you because you have to go back for your family, it's Sunday and we're waiting for you and we have plans. All those people.
Okay, that kind of dug it in a little bit. Okay, we
were supposed to go to take the kids to the farmer's market and you know what I mean? And I was gone.
I don't know why I'm enjoying this story so much.
I wish you could have seen me though. I was like out to sea. I swear to God, I felt like Tom Hanks in Castaway. I was like, we're never ever getting back to dry land. I'm like, there's the pier. When do you guys like to turn this around? Anytime. And at this point, I'm like, dear God, I've got to like paddle as fast as I can and get back to the house. Little did I know that it was uphill. Like it's against the current. So you move even slower on the way back. So now Rodney, it's like my L4, my L5, right? My neighbor's like unraveling. My other neighbor is like, go, 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 leave us. Leave us. I'm should we go in? Should we go? It turned into something out of like a survival movie. It was like all we needed was Kevin Bacon and it would have become the river. It was just, I was dying. And then finally, you know, we started to crest this one sort of, it was about, you know, a half a mile left to go. And I'm like, I have to go. I have to go. And like, I just started booking it for home. And it was just Janice. It became like, go without me.
Oh my
go.
God.
It was awful. It was just awful. I don't know how it descended into madness.
Well, but that's, it's, you know, what's funny, why it's so funny is it's such a normal thing that happens. And I hate to say that that's normal, but we all get caught in this. It's a trap and you're trapped. You're in it. And you just, at the end, you just kind of, and you just wait for the end and you can go, I'll never do that again.
I'll never do that again.
And that's all we say to ourselves.
I was like, babe, I'm so sorry. I had to stay. She's like, really? Were you physically chained to their paddle boards? Really? Were you restrained? Or did they have you at gunpoint?
I don't know. I just had this vision of you on your paddle board.
In my mind, I was like, don't panic. Because it's like everything that I hate. I can't stand like anything endurance because I just start to go nuts. And it's like I can't stand being outside. That's what I love about the gym is I'm like, oh, I'm done. Now I'm going to get in my car.
Right.
And drive my ass home.
So what lesson can we learn today?
You got it, dude. You got to like, once again, it's about listening to your voice and just knowing in your heart that if people don't respect your position, they're not people you should have in your life. If they don't respect that you need to get back for your family or your kids. Not that I pushed it. I didn't push it. I caved. So, you know, I didn't say, no, I must go back. I was like, well, you're right. Screw it. Let's go. Jackass.
Boat. We're exhausted. We're not sleeping well because we're jet lagged. We're sopping. We're freezing. I'm miserable. This is all I've wanted to see for the most part in Vietnam is Ha Long Bay for probably 30 years of my life.
Oh, that's all.
So here we are. We go to our cabin and we have a butler. Now, I think I mentioned to you the Vietnamese people are sweet.
You have a butler?
All these places have butlers.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why, but they do.
Well, and you've got a few bucks in your pocket, so you can afford
but
that.
It wasn't like a crazy. So anyway,
yeah, it's okay.
Anthony Bourdain so eloquently put it, they're sweet. They're suffocatingly sweet.
Really?
Yeah, they're so sweet, okay. And they're like learning the art. I think of like that kind of high end sort of tourism. So Dooey comes to the room and. She's like, my name's Dooey, and I was like, Dooey? And she was trying to spell it for me, and she's like, D-U-O something. And she said it meant optimistic in Vietnamese, which obviously she's a liar, because we just looked it up, and it was La Quan, so Dooey is a liar. So Dooey, every 5 minutes, is knocking on the door.
Oh, dear.
Here's fruit. Here's tea. Here's the pearl place. You want to come into the thing. All I want to do is take a bath. I'm freezing. The tub is leaking water all over the cabin. I'm ready to be in tears. So, Dooey, every 5 seconds is at the door, and there's no do not disturb sign for Dooey. I'm like, Dooey, we're good, buddy.
Just you hang a tube sock.
Mama, I said, Dooey, I'm like, we're good, Dooey, we're good, buddy.
Dooey.
Yeah, and every 5 seconds, Dooey is at the door. We go to dinner, and then Dooey brings us a traditional kimono and is like, wear this to dinner.
That's lovely.
So I go to dinner, and I'm not wearing my kimono.
Please have a picture of you in the
I didn't wear the kimono. So Dooey's like, where's your kimono? And I was like, oh, Dooey, too big. Dooey comes back. All I want is some peace and quiet. That's all I want. I can't see my monoliths, my UNESCO monoliths. They're literally like gorillas in the mist. I can't see
them. Yeah, but you have to be respectful of their... If they want you to wear a kimono, that's
disrespectful. Well, I'm looking around, mind you, so we couldn't get a private boat, which is all I wanted was
Where's
a private
Furious?
Boat.
Where's Furious? I just want to know where
Furious is on another boat.
Okay.
I saw Furious the next day at the cave.
Good. But she had a kimono on.
No, Furious probably did not, because Furious is a fashion person, so I don't think Furious did.
Okay.
So, there's 8 cabins on this boat, all filled with Americans, who are all wearing their kimono. I want to blow myself in the
brains with a gun and make sure that I go overboard and drown. And the only thing that's stopping me are the kids. So I'm like, I want to die, and I don't want to wear this kimono. So we had a huge fight about the kimono and Dewey and the customs and wearing the kimono. Dewey wants to take a picture. I think Dewey has Googled me because I think a travel agency is like, oh, this is important, whatever. So Dewey now.
She's an important lady.
I think Dewey won't stop coming to the. Oh, no. Oh, no. I undid my headphones. I can't hear myself.
I think Dewey may be spelt like that.
No, not Dow. No, not Dow. It's Dewey.
Well, it's got things over it. It might
it's
mean
like, so all the people on the ship have the kimono on but you. And you're wearing what? Like you're just some swag from the tour?
I'm wearing sweats.
Yeah, swag from the tour.
And a t-shirt.
Yeah, okay.
I'm still frostbit.
Very respectful.
And miserable. The food is repulsive.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, so now we're taking photos. All the crew is coming over to take photos with us. They're putting their kimono hat thing on my head. The Americans are like, oh, my God, are you that trainer? Big loser. I want to die.
Yeah,
I'm like, we're supposed
loser.
To have a personal.
How many times have you been called?
Big loser.
Big loser.
I addressed that on Just Jillian, by the way. Hey, big loser. It's not biggest loser. Hey, big loser, which has been heaven for me.
I know.
Yeah, the biggest loser
You're
legacy.
Big loser.
Hey, big loser. So I'm on the boat. Oh, hey, big loser. Is that big loser over there? I've got the whole Vietnamese crew, and you know, led by Dewey, taking pictures with me. I can't eat the food. The food's horrendous. I just want to go to the room and watch my screeners. I watch Leonardo DiCaprio eat raw bison liver in the room. We go back to the room. 5 seconds later, guess who it is? Dewey.
Dewey. Well, she wanted to make sure you were all right and maybe have a picture, her own personal
Dewey.
Picture.
Dewey again. I snapped at Dewey at that point.
Oh, dear.
Because we were so tired, and it was like 9:30 at night.
Uh-oh.
And right. I had like 20 visits from Dewey.
Get it out. Just say it. Just say what you said and get it out. We'll all just cringe at the same
time. I opened the door and I said, oh, my God, Dewey.
Oh, dear. Okay.
We're good.
And
then I looked at her.
And?
She cried.
Oh, Jillian.
You made Dewey cry?
She kind of teared.
Oh.
And then I said, and then I invited her in because I felt bad. And then I said, Dewey, we're just tired. She didn't really understand me. She doesn't really speak English. And I was like, but we're just tired, Dewey. We're good, though. Good means like we're okay. No more help. Gonna go night-night.
I'm glad you tried
to. Night-night. Then I mimed night-night on the pillow.
Oh, good. That's so nice because mime is always.
Meanwhile, Heidi's in her underwear in bed. So I was like, this is. And the whole point of getting away alone is that you can get away from the kids and be alone.
Well, there's Heidi in her underwear in the bed, and you're.
There's Dewey.
And there's
so
Dewey.
So sure enough, guess who I wake up to? Dewey. So Dewey wakes me up, and she's got breakfast, and I'm like, all right, well, that's okay. So Dewey wakes me up. She gives me breakfast. Then we go to this cave where there's like, honestly, it's like a line at Disneyland. I wanted to die. It's like super cool, but honestly, 2,000 people walk through this cave every day. I was like, this kind of sucks.
It's like Mount Everest, man.
Yeah. It sucked. Mount Everest.
Yeah, there's like thousands of people. You line up to climb Mount Everest now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you take a look at the pictures. It's just like one person after the other. Anyway,
well,
you're not in Mount Everest, but
I'm too famous though. Is what I'm trying to say.
Is this where this is going? Because this has become a really long.
Well, the whole point is I am too famous for all of it. How this should have gone is I should have had a private charter in a helicopter with a private boat. Although Forrest could come. Then there should be no butler, none, no butler, and no kimono, and no people to call me big loser. And then, so then, Dewey is so excited to show me the fishing village that we missed yesterday when we missed the whole thing.
Yeah.
So Dewey's like, fishing village. I'm like, thank you, Dewey. And there's like a deck. I'm like, thank you, buddy. Off of our room. Then Dewey's like, you can come up and watch with me. I'm like, I'm good, Dewey. Then Dewey comes out on the deck, and she's like, I watch with you. I'm like, no, Dewey, I'm good, Dewey.
Jake, how long is this?
Then Dewey comes 30, back.
27.
Oh, my God.
How long is it? 30
minutes. You have to, the story has to end at some point.
It doesn't end, Janice. This is my life.
No, I know. This is what worries me. You have to find an ending to this story. Okay, so I'm sorry. Okay, here we go.
Dewey, fine, I'll just skip ahead, but everybody's going to hate you for it because it's good, but that's fine.
No,
so
okay.
All of you who miss the gems, just know.
Okay, let's
that,
go back
anyway,
to
no,
Dewey's
all I'll
and
have
the fishing
you know
village.
Is that Dewey followed me off the ship with another f***ing kimono. Oh, sorry, Janice. Am I not supposed to say that? Yeah, a f***ing kimono again. Followed me and waved until I could no longer see her anymore. Dewey. But that's... And you don't... Okay? See, you're sorry you missed all of it, aren't you? Because there was more. But that's fine, Janice, because you don't have the patience for it.
No, I did. It's just... There's a small trickling of blood coming out my ear.
Something I want to talk about. I've had this very sort of profound realization this week.
Oh, geez.
And it involved public nudity. Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah. No, it's not about public nudity, but it was caused by public nudity. Yeah.
Well, how public?
Okay, so here's what's interesting, right? So some friends of ours set me up. And they sent Heidi and I to this place called, I'm not even going to tell anybody in case she ever goes back, but it was a
nudie
spa
beach
in Koreatown. No.
Oh, okay.
It was a spa in Koreatown, and my friends were like, oh my God, get this treatment called the goddess, and they scrub you, and layers of your skin come off, and all this stuff. It's amazing, right? Well, I show up. And I always, like, in my spa treatments, I always wear, like, little underwear. And if I have a massage, I always have my underwear on. And I just always have my underwear on. Always. At least my underwear. So we go in. And hold on. And it's, like, it's all these lockers, right? And then there's, like, a laying area. And then there's, like, a bath trough. And then there's, like, I'm not kidding. And then it's an Asian place, so like this is very kind of like I remember when I went to Japan and we walked into a sento, which is like a Japanese bath, same kind of thing.
Okay.
There's a lot of like tradition around this stuff though.
Right.
So there's a bath trough where women sit at this trough on these plastic stools and scrub the crap out of each other. I swear to God, there's literally a mugwort tea bath where women like a ton of naked women just soaking like a soup. I'm not kidding. A steam room, a sauna, a shower, a public shower, like a boys' locker room. And then there are all these tables, okay, that are plastic coated or vinyl or I don't know what it is. And they're in a Burberry design, right?
Okay.
And they're all lined up and there's all these women laid on these slabs, butt naked, just getting their skin slapped off. Yeah. And then there's these Asian women that are in, Korean women, in black panties, black lace panties and
get
bras.
Get out of here!
No.
No way!
No on my
Jillian,
life. No. I swear to God. Can we get hot? Let me call Heidi. Yeah. No. I swear to God.
No,
on my life. On my life.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Was there any men on the slabs? Or
no.
Women?
It's all women. Hang on.
And the women were wearing black panties.
Panties and bras. Yeah. So I'm
going
to try to get Heidi. Yeah. Meanwhile, right, I'm un-frickin' raveling. Because I'm, me, not to sound like an idiot, but that last thing I need is for someone to be like, oh my God, that's Jillian Michaels. Look at her ass. There is cellulite on her ass. Like it was.
I'm more concerned why the Korean women were in black panties.
I don't know. I don't know, but they all are.
Oh what are
gosh.
They wearing
Why
on their
does
feet?
This woman never answer the phone? This woman has my kids and never answers the phone. It drives me bananas.
Oh, she answers it.
Never.
She answers
never
all the
answers
time.
The phone. Oh, my God. All right, so hang on. Now I got to leave a message for her. Hang on. I'll text her and tell her to call me ASAP. So I'm like, Heidi and I are like, oh, no. So they give you like a little robe. But it doesn't matter because if you want to get in the shower or the sauna or the steam room or the whatever, you so to make okay, so we have our robe on and you have to shower before you get in. So we go to the shower, we take a little shower, like in in the very back, put our robes on and go sit in the sauna and wait for the woman. So they come and they get us and they're like, okay, you take off the underwear. And I was like, no. I was like, I'm just gonna leave these on. No, take off. Right? And I'm looking around and I was like, this is crazy. And I mean, women are just buck naked.
Did you have your top on?
Pubic hair for days.
Oh, no.
No, it's true.
No,
it's true.
No.
It's true. With no shame.
Some women
no shame.
Find the big gum.
But just like, how does it all just literally hang out? And I mean, strolling around. And I thought, this is amazing. Like, what if I ran into somebody that I know here or somebody that I know from work or, you know, and it's like, and then I started, as I was laying on the table praying for death, because I wanted to just leave, but we were already in it.
Wait a minute, was your top off or was
yes,
it?
Yes. But you don't have it. Yes. So I had a problem with it. So she put a washcloth over my butt crack as she was removing layers of skin. Heidi is peering at me from the table across the room. Furious, right? And we're both making a hit list of all the friends we want to kill that send us there. So, but like, I was like, and I'm sitting there trying to understand this, right? And I was like, oh my God, it's amazing. Frame of mind is everything in life. And that's really what I'm trying to say. So I thought, you would never walk in to a restaurant, a business meeting, just butt-ass naked, right? Everybody would be dying. The world, like, they'd call the police, yes. Everybody would be freaking out, and yet, oh, well, you're at the spa, so let's all sit in a bathtub together.
You can't compare going to a
Why,
restaurant.
Why, though? It's the same thing. These naked strangers are in a bathtub together. They're taking a bath together. A bathtub. And yet, if they walked into a business meeting naked, everybody would die.
Jillian,
why, though? Yeah. Why? It's context. But what's the point? I don't know you. I don't want to see your bits and bobs. I don't want you to see mine. But why is it okay in one environment and not the other?
Well, you're comparing apples to oranges. It's
no,
a spa.
How so?
It's a spa.
What
you
makes
go
that
to get
different,
your...
though?
Because you're not sitting discussing what the stock prices are.
Why is that different, though? That's what I'm trying to say. It's like, it just, but I'm saying, like, in our lives, it's amazing how in one scenario, this would be completely unacceptable. But yet you move to a different location. It's like, hey, girl. Hi, my name's Sally. Hi, I'm Jill. Want to take a bath together? What?
That's not.
No, but it is.
So.
I think we need to go to the audience.
It's like it's a place and time thing. It's like, you don't go to a business meeting and crack a beer. You go to the bar after work and crack a beer. You don't go to the business meeting naked. You go to the spa after work and get naked.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
It's a place and time thing.
Say it again.
Okay. I'm using a bar as an example. You don't go to work and drink at work with all your coworkers.
Right.
You have the place and time, which is after work.
That's right, Jake. That's right.
We need to go to our audience and get some thoughts about this.
Oh, you think that a lot of people have been to your spa where the Korean women are wearing the
what
black
I'm
panties?
Saying is...
Please don't tell me they were wearing
Wait.
High heels. Please.
No, they weren't. They weren't. But this is my point in life. Everything is about perspective or frame of mind. It's interesting how you would never, ever walk into anywhere public naked. And yet you can go into this environment and here it's socially acceptable. It's all frame of mind. None of this is real. We need to call somebody.
Right. So what
let's get
what
someone on the phone.
So but what are we going to ask people? What are we going to say?
I want thoughts on this. Why is it okay here and not okay there?
Oh, my God. All right. I think the biggest question is, why were the Korean women in the black panties?
Well, let's
That's
call
what
them.
I want.
You want to call them? Oh, it's Heidi. Hold on. I got Heidi. Hold on. Wait, we'll call them back. I got Heidi. Honey?
Yeah?
Tell Janice about our spa experience.
Our spa experience?
Yep.
Were they really wearing black panties?
The masseuse?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just wear, like, little black boy short underwear kind of thing, and then a little black bra.
See? I told you. Yeah.
And you are butt naked.
See? Tell Janice about when you got smacked on the butt, honey, and how she made you go back and shower.
When she's ready for you to turn over, she gives you a little swat on the butt and says, turn over. And you turn over. But after she's done with your scrub, she makes you shower. And my girl is right in line with the shower, so she could see me showering. And apparently I wasn't showering to her liking, and I wasn't supposed to use soap, which I didn't understand. And then I rinsed off once, and she came back, lifted up my arm, swiped my armpit, and said, go back and shower. So I went back to shower, And then she mimed what she wanted me to do in the shower. Mm-hmm. Like, scrub here, scrub your back, yeah. scrub your arms. Mm-hmm. She was miming. And then I came back, and she still wasn't satisfied. So she got buckets of water and started dumping buckets of water on me. And then I guess I was clean enough.
Yeah, see?
Heidi, that is not normal. That's dominatrix stuff. That is not.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
No, but to tell Heidi, no, that's not good enough. Go back. That's you're. We're getting into some kinky. You guys went to some kind of porn place.
I don't think so. I don't know. But this is the thing.
No, it's normal. It's normal.
To who?
Heidi.
Where?
No, honestly, it's normal.
Yeah. See. Okay. Thanks, Annie. Thanks, Annie. All right. You see what
Bye.
I'm saying? Like. But people do this. This place is packed. It's been open forever. So now that you know they wear the underwear, do you need me to call them to prove it, or can we go to the audience?
We can go to the audience.
All right. Personal trainer, Janice. Take me anywhere. Let me create custom workouts just for you. Personalized meal plans. Whether you're vegan, vegetarian, omnivore, paleo, gluten-free, I have got you covered. Whether you're beginner, whether you're advanced, whether you just had a baby, whether you're getting ready for your wedding, 30-day programs, 3-month programs. Yeah, yeah, JillianMichaels.com. I have a whole new respect for Rivers after the ZMBZ.
Was like Kevin Bacon, like, waiting around the corner?
Didn't
something?
I tell you? You don't know the story?
No.
Oh, jeez, dude. Okay.
Where's the Zambini?
Zambezi. It's between Zambia and Zimbabwe. And it's underneath Angel Falls. Like, it runs through, then it drops down from Victoria Falls. And then it keeps going, and we had to make a very long story short, we had a travel agent sign us up for a ride on the Zambezi, and I thought it was going to be like the Jungle Book cruise at Disneyland.
It's a small school.
Like, I thought I was going to be on some sort of, like, Jungle Boat cruise with a margarita. And, right? I didn't have any idea. It's one of the 10 most dangerous... vacation activities you can do in the world, and it's like level 4, 5, and 6 rapids, which is like double black diamonds.
Wait, were you wearing a floppy hat when you went?
Girl, you don't know. Like, I can't believe you don't know this story.
No, I'm just visualizing you thinking that you're going on some margarita cruise.
Yeah, and we show up, and they show like this video and the whole thing. We're hiking down this gorge, but you have to go barefoot because you'll lose your shoes. And I was like, and you know, in America, everybody's so litigious. So in the beginning, I was like, I'm liberated. This is so liberating because no one sues here, and look what we can all do. And then people are jumping into the river under the falls and climbing into the boat, and I was like, we're truly free. Right? And I'm saying this to Heidi. And I was like, we're not under the oppression of a litigious regime. All they can say, all they can really do is people without fear. I mean, about 30 minutes in, people are bleeding. People are screaming. The rafts had flipped. Heidi is crying. There are crocodiles on the side of the goddamn riverbank. I mean, people were getting airlifted out of the... I'm not kidding. It was... And at one point, they dragged Heidi back out of the boat. There's this, I mean, the raft flips over, and you've got to flip the raft back over before you go into the next rapid. And they've got kayakers fishing bodies out of the water. And this kid is on top of the raft because she's so scared. And they've got to flip the raft back over because we're going into another. We're all floating in this river, dying. I'm like, we're dying here.
Wait a minute. What kind of boat were you? Like a?
It's a raft!
Like an inflatable raft?
It's an inflatable raft!
No, but did you have life jackets on?
You think that matters in the Zambezi? Are you out of your mind? And then I go home and it's like people die. They get sucked into those. Dude, it is like you're in Africa. It's every man for themselves. And you want to hear something really horrible? And it's like, I'm just going to be PC and politically incorrect here. But like, we have had this guide, right? Who is like, can't remember his name now, Clyde or Clive or something, and his face is all scarred. And I'm such an idiot. Like, I remembered hearing about Seal, and I had originally heard, like, it had something to do with his belief system, which I guess is not true in the long run. So yeah, this guy has scars all over his face, right? And I was like, I wonder if this is, like, a sort of a cultural thing. To make a long story short, those scars all over his face, he ended up telling me, after all was said and done, is from getting smacked into the rocks in that river. And the rapids are called, like, the gnashing jaws of death. Gulliver's Travel. Look up Zambezi River Rapid names and see what you can get from me. You'll see. Yeah, yeah. And this kid is on top of the raft. And some of them sounded innocent, like Gulliver's Travels, which was the one where oh my God. Like, the next day, we never saw the blue raft again. They were gone forever. And we couldn't figure out if there was a blue raft. But at the airport the next day, there was a girl in a wheelchair. Yeah, a wheelchair. And my friends were like, you're not going to believe this. We were on a plane with a girl in a wheelchair. She was in the blue raft. Oh. Shattered her ankle. Okay, ready? These are the names of the rapids. Here we go.
Oh, these are
good. Okay. The first one is called the Wall. The second one's called the Bridge. Where's number three? Four is called Morning Glory. Stairway to Heaven. The Devil's Toilet Bowl. Gulliver's Travels. Well, that's the one where we bit it. The Midnight Diner. Commercial Suicide, that's Rapid 9. The Gnashing Jaws of Death is Rapid 10. Creamy White Bucket, that's disgusting. That's Rapid 11. The Three Ugly Sisters, The Mother, The Washing Machine, The Terminator, Double Trouble, Oblivion, The Morning Shave, The Morning Shower. Those are the names.
Now, did you have a discussion at the end of this with that travel agent?
Oh, you think I didn't? You think I didn't? I was like, you crazy bitch. The best part is when they fished poor little Heidi out of the water, and she'd come up under the raft and couldn't breathe, and the helmet had smacked her in the face, her nose is bleeding, and they fish her little limp, raggedy-ass body onto the raft, right? She's on all fours,
poor girl.
Just looks at me, and I'm like, I'm laughing hysterically because I think we're going to die. So, I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to die. And where's the blue raft, which is what I just kept saying. And she looks at me on all fours, and she goes, this is so awful. And she didn't speak. She did not speak for 24 hours after that.
Oh, that, no, but that, I can...
Yeah.
Water is to be respected. You're absolutely right.
So don't do that. Next. So Heidi and I, on one of our date nights, decided that we wanted to try this new restaurant in town.
Okay.
And it's a sushi restaurant. I call Autumn and I'm like, hey, can you get us reservations for this place? And we want to go. And she calls me back and she goes, it's chef's choice. And I go, well, what do you mean? And she's like, there's no menu. You can't order. They just serve you. So I was like, well, you know what? This will be an experience, right? So I go, well, Autumn, how could you think I'm so close-minded? Book me. Mm-hmm. So Autumn books my reservation, right? And Heidi and I go, and it's the coolest spot, I must admit. Like, the location's cool. The design is cool. And they're like, oh, we have a spot for you at the sushi bar. Mistake number one. And I love a bar. Not a booze bar, but I love to sit at the bar.
Yeah.
There's something about the vibe that I like. It's casual, and I get to watch everything that's going on back there, which is fun for me, especially when they're making sushi, because it's so full of artistry. And I'm like, oh, they're making the wasabi on the skin of a shark. Oh, you know, I like neato. So anyway, they begin to bring the dishes, and it's very traditional Japanese food. Now, if you've been to Japan ever at all and had Japanese sushi, it is nothing even remotely like a spicy tuna roll.
No. Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, no, that's not sushi. Just like American yoga is not, or Westernized yoga is not Indian yoga, the origination of yoga, okay, right? And even if, like, a pizza doesn't taste anything like a pizza when you go to Italy, an American pizza and an Italian pizza are two completely different things. So, in, you know, in our country, we take things that are sacred. And we modify them. That's, you know. Yeah. And we turn them into, you know, something else.
Right, okay.
So, you know, we add mayo to sushi and...
Right.
Fitness to yoga, and that's what happens. So anyway, we go, and this guy's like, oh, do you have things you don't eat? And my natural response is just what I always say. I'm like, I don't eat fried food, and you know, I'm like, it's a sushi place, so I don't have to say I don't eat veal or anything like that. So I was like, we don't eat fried food. So the dishes start coming, and the first one is like, you know, tastes a bit like a burnt tire. And I was like, all right, you know what? And he had taken some fish with, like, nothing on it and charred it with a blowtorch, which was neat. And I've seen them do that. They cook things with those little blowtorches, right? Those little creme brulee, because that's how I know it as an American. It's a creme brulee torch. Ex-fat kid. I'm like, oh, a creme brulee torch. So he takes this fish and he burns it with this torch. And there's nothing on it but a little bit of rock salt. And I'm like... And we're sitting at the bar, and I was like, this is interesting. This is, you know, And Heidi's like, so we get to the second dish, and it's, I don't even remember, right? So he's talking to us, and he's like, oh, it's a, I don't even want to do the accent, because God forbid I offend some people, but he's Japanese, and he's got a little Japanese accent, and he's like, it's a rock something, blah, 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 with the orange or sherbet to sauce. And so it's like the chewiest, I don't know what. And it literally feels like someone's poured Orange Julius on top of it. And again, I'm like... and I start doing what we had done to Giancarlo in Japan. I start pushing it onto Heidi's plate. Because I know that Heidi won't leave it. And we're at the bar. Like, I can't hide that we're not eating it. So the third one, and I now remember them all, was jellyfish. And now my eyes, like, pop out of my head. And I'm like, oh, it's jellyfish. And he's like... Yeah, hi. And he's like, it's jellyfish and peanut sauce. And now you lost. Now I'm like, I can't even get it past the old, like, I can't get it down there.
Yeah, the gag reflex.
Like, right back. Yeah. And I was like, oh no. Oh my God. So now I'm in terror. I have no idea what's coming next. No idea what to do with it. And I look at Heidi. I'm like, I'm panicking. And I was like, I'm terrified. And she's like, you can't do this. You got to pull it together. And I was like, I go, what if there's an emergency? I go, call me under the table.
Oh my right? God, you're so nice. So, the funniest dynamic of any couple I've ever met.
To make
met.
A long
so
story
funny.
Short, I'm trying to hide things in the napkin. I'm trying to, so now this, we're onto the sushi course, and I don't like fish skin. I don't like skin. I don't eat chicken skin. I don't like skin of any kind. It's bleh, I can't do it. So now I get a piece of sushi, and it looks like mackerel or something, and there's like this big fatty skin thing on there. And I try to eat. Now I'm trying to eat around the skin. And he looks at me, and at this point he stopped, by the way, telling us what things are because he's irritated. And I'm really trying not to be a dick. Honestly, I really am. I'm trying to just be so discreet because it's like, I know, you know, I've been to Japan. Like, it's just the difference in, you know, what you've become accustomed to.
Yeah.
So he looks at me and goes, you don't like?
No.
Okay. And I go, oh, no, I'm just getting so full. I'm just getting very full. Takes my plate away now. So now apparently I'm done eating. But we just started the sushi portion of the meal. And so then he starts serving Heidi. And it's like, you know, some of it, like bluefin, toro, what have you. But I'm not allowed to eat anymore because he's taking my plate away. So
no, seriously.
On my life, Janice. It gets better, though, right? So I was like, all right. And I think to myself, well, you know what? Honestly, Jill, save the calories, right? I'm like, save the calories because you don't love it. So just save the calories and eat something when you get home. And to make a... So he stopped speaking to us altogether. And he's serving, right? He's furious with us at this point. And, you know, he's serving Heidi, and Heidi's now terrified. So she's eating everything he puts on the plate. And it's like raw octopus, all this stuff. And we, you know, so she's like, I'm gonna crap my brains out when we get home. I don't know what, she's just like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And I can hear her little mouse stomach going, blurb, 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 blurb. And I'm like, oh my God. Remember that picture I sent you with the three ice creams, Heidi, yes, with the three things of Ben and Jerry's going, we're thinking of you? That's, yeah. We went to the liquor store and bought ice cream for dinner on the way home. That was after the, so now I get the bill. Okay.
Oh no.
$500. $500. And I didn't order. There is no menu. You have no way of knowing. I wasn't even fed throughout the meal, but he charged me for everything. And I just was like, all right, you know what? We're not going to make a scene here. We're going to get in the car. We're going to go home and we're going to chalk this up to we're lucky that we can afford to take this hit financially. And we're going to, you know, live and learn.
I laugh, but I am sorry.
Jeez, it just made me think about the time I went to the Korean spa. And the ladies were wearing the black lingerie, smacking us.
Didn't
on the...
they slap your?
Can we get... I wonder.
Didn't they slap yeah. your ass.
They slapped us on. Slapped Heidi on the ass. He slapped Heidi on the ass. I wonder if I can get her. All right, let's see. Let's see if I can get her a little interpretation of. Because I'm not quite sure what really went wrong. Let's see if I can get her. Hang on a minute.
Technology.
Hello? Hey, honey?
Yeah.
So I was just sharing with the gang. Yes, you're on the air. Of course you're on the air. I wouldn't call you if you weren't on the air. Why would I want to talk to you for just no reason? So.
Well, I had questions I needed to ask you, but okay, go on.
Oh, you have questions? Well, you'll have to wait, honey. The people want to know.
Okay.
So,
oh, Heidi,
so I was
so
talking
sorry.
About our $500 sushi adventure.
Yes.
And I was just wondering if you had any feedback about what you think went wrong.
What went wrong?
Yeah, what do you think, what do you think, where do you think we made a hard right turn straight into the ninth circle of hell?
Well, I didn't think it was as bad as you thought it was, though. I ate everything, but kind of out of guilt.
Out of guilt.
Out of guilt.
See, and then you almost crapped your pants on the way home.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
You said, I'm sick, honey, and I sped up to get home.
I did feel a little bit nauseous, I think. But
right.
It was okay.
Right.
Where did we go wrong? I don't know. I think I read the Yelp reviews, and everyone thought it was amazing, so I went in expecting deliciousness. I think I convinced myself it was delicious until we got to, I think, the jellyfish.
I convinced myself
yeah.
that was
she
delicious.
Did. She was like this, eating her charred tire, her blowtorch tire, and she's like,
But that's but,
so I just kept putting my food on her plate, and yeah, I did tell Heidi when we got in the car, I was like, I didn't spend this $500 for nothing. I'm talking about this. Oh, bleep that, Janice.
Yes.
I was like, I'm gonna talk about this. This is another tragic story from the life of Jillian Michaels. Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed some of those adventures with Jillian. I know I always do. The black panty thing I still kind of makes me want to pee. Anyways, we'll talk to you in a week.
Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at JillianPodcast@gmail.com.
Guidelines.
Yes.
Three sentences.
Or less.
And a phone number.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye.